Shudalad in Yoridea, the Indian of Benos Kusim, Nito, Yudzayan Yir Hitoshimem Beis, May 10th, 1982, on Monday.
Mishpachti Ke'edi. My Mishpachti Ke'edi, Ilay Medi, Ike Yud Matoy, Vyosip Alam, Mitamalu, Shike, Dodoreslo, אלו שהתאחים של בעלים זה כלים של זר. מה אלים של זר? מה אלים של זר? אין מטעם אלו יכול למשכין, התאחים של בעלים זה אין מטעם אלו יכול למשכין. אלים של זר הוא לא לא. How do we know that אלים של זר is מטעם אלו יכול למשכין? תכסיב יכול להגיע. יכול השני אסך תורגים סיבר לי דיסקול גמור now that's Vayikra Tesro. So the whole part of Zav. So the Torah says, Koamish Kovash Yishka Kovazov, Yitmo Kovak, Yash Yishmo Yit. Yisha Yishka, Yiga Yishkov, Yahav 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 ועל ידי הבצר הזו, יחביס קודו, ורוחד במים ומתום מידעות. וכיורי כזאת בתורי ובחיביס בו ורחמיים כמדר. So the rate, the speckle of the Zav, is all to the matter. וכל, לכל המרקה כשהיא יותר בו לעזוב איתו. The merka of the Zav, the seven. So is also נבטו. Then the Torah says, ואי קודס רוב פוסקים, וכל המגיעה וכל אשר יהיה סחתו, יתמו הדור, ואני אישה איסו, יחב לסגודו ברוחז במים ביתו מידו. Now let's see how Rashi explains it נכון. Because the previous posik, posik tes, we are dealing with posik yud. But let's see what posik tes says. Posik tes deals with the merka for the zon. וכל המרקה ואשר ירקה בו לעזוב יתמו. Then, prosecute says, יכול להגיע בכלל שאני אסך טוב, ייט מהדור, ואני אסי איסו, מיכה בזכודו ולכתו מים את המדור. So Rashi says, and that's from the Teras Yeni, ויכול להגיע בכלל שאני אסך טוב, אשר אני אסך טוב של זו, בוא ולימד על אמריקה, שיהנגיע ביתום, ואיתום כי בזכודו, ואוכל מה, במשכף ובמרק. So that words, because, so, according to Rashi's Pshat Chumash, that's taken from the Teras Yeni. So Posik Yud really relates to Posik Tes. Posik Tes discusses Merkab HaZav. So that's an Avatume. So Posik Yud follows it up. And Posik Yud says, Yechol HaNigeye, Yechol HaShem Yesachdo, that means anyone who touches the Merkab of the Zav, Yit Madar. So, what's the meaning of Chalanigir Chalashigir Sakto? It means anyone who touches the Merkab of the Zor. So he stopped. Shem Zor, Bo believed our Merkab, Sheyayigeya Beiton, Veiton Kibuz Godi, Vuchemea Vimishka, Mib Merkab. Because before, the Posse Dalet, the Torah said, Chalamishko Vashimishka Vavazov Yitmo, Chalakriya Sheyayichono Yitmo. So, the Mishkap of the Zav is an Avatume, the Merkap of the Zav is an Avatume. So, then Posekin says, V'yisha sheliga v'mishkovei yechabiz godo, v'rochat v'mayim v'tomei adore. So that means that one who touches the Meishap, the Mishkap of the Meishap, of the Tsar, so not only does he become Tomei, but his body will also become Tomei. In other words, so that means that Mishka, that the one who touches the Mishka of the Tsar, so he's not just a Rishi Tomei. If he would be a Rishi, so then his body would become Tomei, because Godin can only be Mikabu Tume from an avatar. Godin cannot be Mikabu Tume from a Rishi. So that means that to a certain extent, the one who touches the Mishka of his Av is an avatar. He's an avatume litame Godin Mechibur. That's the Aloha. In other words, so the Nigeya in the Mishka of the Zav, to a certain extent, is an avatume. In other words, he's an avatume to be mitami the body in the Tao. So that's in regard to Nigeya b'mishka b'zav. But Nigeya b'merka b'zav, the Torah says in Persecute, V'chol ha-Nigeya b'chila sh'ni esachto, and that means Nigeya in the Merkav, Yitma adore. He is Tomei adore. But the body that he wears, anatomy at all, is a complete rishi. So in other words, Nigeya be Mishka to a certain extent is an avatar. Ligabe vis-a-vis the body that he wears. So the Nigeya is an avatar. He becomes Tomei and is Nitame Godin Rebuy. Masha'im ke Nigeya be Merka is completely a rishi. Completely a rishi, so he is Tomei, Adore, but the body anatomy. So this is what Rashi says. Shall both of it are Merkav, shall the Gia be Tomei, they told him to Slavi. Vu Heimer be Mishkav, me be Merkav. Then the Torah continues, in prosecute, Vanei say Eiso. Yechavis go to what it be, Vanei say Eiso. Kol Omo be in Azar. Zei vei reike, Mishich Vazarei, Umin Raglo, Va Mishkav, Va Merkav, Masor, Mitamei, Odom, Mitamei God. So where is, in regard to the Gia? So we say, Nigeya b'merkav is completely a rishi, and the godin that he wears an atome, but the one who carries, whether he carries an isha of his arm, or he carries a merkav, or he carries the rikish of him. So any one of these, when anyone who carries the merkav, the isha, the rikish, the zare, so he, to a certain extent, is an avatar. Because Hanei says, so not only does he, the Neisei become Tomei, not only the carrier become Tomei, but the body also become Tomei. We don't have a mind to that. This is how Rashi in Chumash explains the process. So according to Rashi in Chumash, and that's taken from the Tirasiani, so the process used, V'chol Hanigeya V'chol Hashem Yisachto, is descriptive of the Nigeya V'merv. Let's see how the Gemara says here. And he shall tell me no. You see, you have an idea because he is sacked of it more. My sack. You will be sacked of this all. That means that the Medras Azov, that if anyone touches, the Medras Azov, Misha, that means Nigeya in the Mishkav Azov. So that is already mentioned. Misha Shaliga, the Mishkove, that's mentioned in Posse K. Why does the Torah have to repeat again in prosecute that anyone who touches the Mishka of the Tsar becomes Tomei? That's mentioned in Posse. But what does Rashi and Tinaskian say? Posse deals with the Gea in the Mishka and prosecute deals with the Gea in the Merda. But the Gemara, how the Gemara seems to be comforted. Healing is after this all. Are we going to say that prosecute is the script of the Nigeya and the Mishkav that's already mentioned in Posse K? Hello, Hanigeya Bechalashemia Azov Tachto. So in other words, contrary to what Rashi, the Tereskian, say, that the prosecute is the scripture of the Nigeya b'merkav. So our Gemara says, prosecute is the scripture of a beged that he is on top of the Sach. And the Sach Tov does not mean, doesn't Cholanigim Chashim Sach Tov, doesn't mean anyone who touches that which is Sach Tov of the Sach, but anyone who touches that under which the Sach is. The Sach is place. Just the opposite. Alright? So there seems to be an inconsistency between what the Gemara says here and what Rashi says of Chumash, which is taken from Teras Kehani. Alright, let's bear it in mind. Ela amigia b'chol ashe yi azof tachto, umay niu el yi shoza. Now, there was another girse. And vanei sinan edukmo umay niu niso, my type of aniso. And Rashi rejects that girse. He says it's a perish mishibash. But then Teisle says that Rashi, in some other Madure or Nichube, Teisle doesn't say. But the Maram points out, we don't have that Rashi. But Teisle says, have that Rashi. Either it's a Rashi Nichube, or it's a Rashi in another Madure. That we don't know. But Rashi here rejects the Gilse. Vanese Namibitmo, Umay Niu Niso, my Taile Vanisoxi. So there was a Gilse. There was a Gilse in prosecute. I mean, the whole idea, the whole thing, the exact of it, my daughter, Vanese, Oiso. So, Vanese. Now, according to the other verse, Vanese name it more, my new Niso. My new Niso. In other words, if you have a vegetarian on top of the Zab, so that means that the vegetarian is Niso out of the Zab. Is this how it is that? Not that is that. That the Begadelie is Niso Al-Nubei Dezav. Now, that means that the Zav carried the Begadelie. So, we learn how it seems, according to that Gilsay, so here it is written without the book. But in our Masera, in the Torah, Vanese is written with Vav. Vehanese, Vav hei nun Vav. So, Aleph. So there is a Vav after the nun. But according to that, he'll say, so the Gemara is saying that there is no Vav. It's a Chosa. Alright. Teimed Masere Sumore. Miu Metzimu Sha Masere Sochelet Rasha. But anyway, this song is only true if we are gayers. Vanese, name itu nitmo, umay niu niso. So that means that we learn out from the maseres, from the ksim. Vaniso, yitmo. What does it mean, vaniso? Yitmo, because the begadeli, that is niso, that is carried by the zav. So the begadeli is a niso. Alright. So Rashi rejects that here. He says, so Mele, we have to be here, according to Rashi, Ilay Misachti dissolve me, Shashini Gab Mishkom Inaf, Ela Nigeya Bechol Hashini Yazov Tach, Umay Nilu Ed Mishal Zav, Not Keyakos, Mitumech Mure, Veivie Eli Bilech Tumei Kale, Midechsi, Bechol Hanigeya Bechol Hashini Yazov Tach, Vitmo, Vanei Sei, So Nechad Izbolo, Uvidle Avinu, Midechte, Bechol Hanigeya Bechol Hashini Yazov Tach, ואני אעשה איסו, יחד לסגודו, והפסיקינו ואיתמו, בכלל דהייתמו, לבי עוד המוקוד לקום הירה, אלו בייך הוא נומשתי, ואני אעשה איסו, נדרן תרסקי אני ונעשה, משקובי ומשובי של זב. So in other words, after all, the Torah, why did the Torah formulate it that way? The Torah, if the Kavonis HaTorah had been that the Negeye is an Abatume, so then the Torah could have said like this, V'chol ha-nigei ha-nechol ha-shei yi-esachto, V'yanei se-yisom, yichad ez-godov, V'rochad v'mayim, V'itome yadoret. No, the Torah does not combine. V'chol ha-nigei ha-nechol ha-shei yi-esachto, V'yanei se-yisom. V'chol ha-machte, you won't get it on it. First it says, V'chol ha-nigei ha-nechol ha-shei yi-esachto, yit-madot, implying only that V'chol ha-nigei, בכל השני יסחתו, בכל השני יעזוב תחתו. So in other words, anyone who touches the Begadelian, because the Begadelian is that Begad under which the Zav is placed. Israel. So, we call a nigei v'chol asher yeh sachto, a nigei yeh ne beged el yein, a nigei yeh ne beged el yein, so he is yitmo ador. Then, so it's only a rish, the anezei son, yechab is bono, that's enough. The Neisei, the Melchab, the Meishab, the Reikish of Zahar, he is enough. So not the Akososh, mitume, chmure, vile, mitume, kawe, loim alocho, sheni mitame, yaleichu, yomash. Now let's see the Rashi. Midach zivcha, midi vcha, shi yetachto, shiitu, a Neisei, simcha, mevolo. Umno yalvino, midach zivcha, midi vcha, shi yetachto, a Neisei, simcha, mevolo. Veapzikinu, midi yitmo, michval, da hayitmo, lavdi, odo, 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 ואני עשה ראשון בידוש בתירסקי אני, ואני עשה משקום משום של זר. Now, so of course, this is as the Kashi against Rashi, against Rashi's Pshachim in the Gemara. So it doesn't even make sense in the Pasuk. Because what do we say? We say that a Yehi Shel Zav is only a Rishon Yitum. It's not enough. Since it's only a Rishon Yitume, so it can only be mitame yechon amashki. It cannot be mitame odom mikeru. So the Mele, and according to Rashi's Pshat, this Gemara is applying for secure, v'chol amigeya v'chol ashi yisachto, anyone who comes in contact with that begedelia under which the Zav is standing, now, so that means the begedelia is a Rish. It cannot transmit to me, to a care. Only enough can transmit to me to care. So this can only transmit to me, to Neich. That means, if a Neich, the whole idea has reference to a Neich, any Neich that touches the bigger than Yeh, the whole idea, the whole idea, Sachto, any word, any Neich that touches that bigger than Yeh, under which the Zav is standing, so Yitma Adore. What do you mean Yitma Adore? So the Eichel will be Tomei only Adore. A Kele and Odom can be Tomei Adore. In other words, why? Because a Kele and an Odom, if they become Tomei, so they can purify themselves and remove the Tomei by immersing themselves in the Mikveh after Rabbi Shemesh. So the expression Yitma Adore is appropriate. But according to the drosha of this Gemara, Hanideya has reference to an Eichel Mashki, an Eichel. So, if an Eichel touches the Begadelie, so it's Tomei until the night. And after the night, it becomes Toya. What will you do? You'll take it an apple. Let's say, touch the Begadelie, so you'll take the apple after Harav Shemesh, and you'll immerse it in the Mikveh, and the apple becomes Toya. There is no Shaloche. Tvile Ishayach, in another material, not in an echo. If an echo becomes tummy, it's tummy for good. And there is no tefillah b'mikveh for an echo. So how can we explain the pasuk? Well, that's the kasha, one of the kashas. The Tesis asks. The Tesis asks against Rashi. But what's the teretz? I mean, I know Rashi knew what he was talking about. I mean, so how did Rashi explain? So the Ramban points out, the Chiddush Ramban. And now the more, very simple, in other words, V'chol anigeya. V'chol anigeya, v'chol asher yeh sachto. And anyone, who, and not anyone, anything, because it has reference to Neich, anything that touches the bigger belly under which the Zav is standing, v'chol anigeya v'chol asher yeh, v'chol asher yeh, v'chol asher yeh azov tachto yitmo. So that eicho becomes tomei for good. And then when the Torah says adorah, so it means that the bigger belly itself is tomei adorah. The Begadelie has spirit. The Begadelie. The one who touches, not the one, the thing that touches. There is no one. There is no person that can become contaminated, become tummy as a result of touching the Begadelie. But the thing, the Eicha, that touches that asher mi azov tachto the ichel that touches the begedelie is yitma, and the begedelie itself is yitma adov. So the expression yitma adov has reference to the begedelie itself, not to the thing that touches the begedelie. The thing that touches the begedelie is an ichel that cannot have any covering. All right, of course, that's the pshat. That's the pshat in the posik, you call me Rashi. V'chol anigiyah v'chol ha-shiniyah sachtov v'itma adol. All right. So, not for Yakosu, mitum echmure, v'yivir yoidu mekal. Leimah lecho, she'in mitam yaleich lo yomash. It's a rish, not enough. Eima, and how do we know that not for Yakosu? Because if the Kavonis HaTeru had not been to be natike, from mitum echmure to mekal, so then the Torah could have combined וכל הנגיע וכל השני יהיה סחתו, ויאנס איסון, ייתמו. ויחב לסבוד על גרוח. So, יחב לסבוד על גרוח, מה אני תומד דורת? He could have said. Why does it have to interpose the term, the expression, ייתמה דורת, between the נגיע and the נגיע? Not because it's two different categories, two different levels. The nei say that's another level, and the nigeya that's a rich level. It's a rich level. So the male, I mean the Begedelian is a rich level. So then when the Begedelian touches an echo, so the echo becomes a shame. Not the Yakosu, but the Mechmura, the Odiru, the Mechala. So the Begedelian itself has a rich level. And when an echo touches it, it becomes a shame. Limaloch, she nitami, yale echo, yomash. Then the Begedelian itself has and Nitami Echlamash. Eima not Kiakosu mitu mechmure, to Nitami Odo mitami godi, Abul Odo oid godi, Nitami, because there are special tumes of tume bechibur. So certain tumes are mitami godi bechibur. For example, in other words, in Gea in the Mishka Bogiza. So it's mentioned. In Posikei, V'yish ha-shaliga, V'yishko ve'yichab ez-kodo, V'yroch ha-zomayim v'tom yadore. So that means that not only that the halacha is that anyone who touches the mishka, so he becomes tomei, and not so he could become Torah and be a real Mish. So then the golden that he wears that did not touch the Mishka would not become Torah. So the Chidesh in Posikei is that the one who touches the Mishka of the Zav, so he's more than a Mish. To a certain extent, he's enough. Ligabi, the golden, the Chibur, is enough. So maybe the Kabbalah Satori is that here the Yiddish of Zav is not mitami odom to be mitami the God in the Chibur. That not. Because in order to be mitami odom, to be mitami God in the Chibur, so then so the Nigeya has to be to a certain extent enough. Because if the Nigeya of the Mishka had been treated completely like a mission, so the body that he wears wouldn't become tome, because a beggar cannot be recovered to me from a mission. The fact that the Torah says in Pasuk Hey, the nigeya of the mishka, so not only does he become tome, but the body that he wears also become tome, so it means that the nigeya is not a full mission. He is partially enough. In respect to the body, he is enough. So maybe in Posik Yud the Torah is nothing from the Tumech Mure. Where is the Nigeya of the Mishnah is partially enough, and is mitame odro odom to it. So he becomes tome to be mitame the body. So the Nigeya of the Yerushal Zav is a total issue, but the initial Zav maybe is enough. So the male, if an Odom will touch the initial Zav, there is an initial Zav on top of the Zav. So if an Odom will touch it, maybe it will become Tomei, so it will become a Rishi. But the Zakosa theory is that if an Odom touches So only he becomes stone. But the bodily works that he did not touch the angels out does not become stone. So that's also in the took from the Tumech Mure of the Nigeya of the Mishka. Because the Nigeya of the Mishka, so not only the Nigeya becomes stone, the bodily works is stone. So maybe here the positive is nothing vis-a-vis the Beget Shal Elin Shal Zav, the Beget Elin Shal Zav, so is enough. We may have any other or any Kele that touches in the Beget Elin Shal Zav becomes a vision. But if another touches the Beget Elin Shal Zav, he becomes a vision. But the body in words cannot become Dome. There's the Nitu. How do you know that there is such a big Nitu that not only there is the Tumas, not only that not he akosuf mitumas god mechiburon, but that not he akosuf mitumas odom mekeilim, so that if an odom or a keile touches directly the begedelin shel zahav, he doesn't become tomei. How do you know such a big nituk? That's the Gemara's kasha. Eima not he akosuf mitumas odom tamod mitame godim, abo odom godom mitame, o makro yitmo tumo kalamash. Alright. אין לו חסיקים קודמי יתנו איתנו עוד את הפרויים שלו, לא חכוס עפית מאוד, לא דומה חוד איתו, או אם לא דומה גודם יתנו עוד לפני, ולא יהיו. But, so, יתנו תומו, קלו משהו. All right, now, this is Rashi's plan. Now, let's see the thesis. It's better to go over the whole thesis, and then go over the rest of the Gemara, because the rest of the Gemara doesn't deal with this particular question. אל יני של זבנו, זה יסוי סוגי עושה סרש יחסיב לכל הנגיע וכל השני יתחתו והיא מה יסח? היא לא יסחתו בזוב מה שהיא גם נשקוב עם אבקה אבל כל השני יעזוב תחתו ויקוסו בסבור עם מה יהיו נעשה מה יתאים ואני סוגסי וגור הסרש לא כבר נבקה מסחתו ופוסה יחסיב ואני עשה כסי כיבוס so and then they another reason as to why Rashi is not here. Another reason as to why Rashi is not here. One reason as to why Rashi is not here is the Amin say, Nami Nikmo, Mani Niso, because according to the Tirsay, so he deduced the Tume of a Lich Ozav from the Ksiv Niso. But we just, the Mora just deduced it from Gia Shofonia Sachto Hazov, so we don't have to resolve to the Alpuse Famis, that's one guy that it's a wrong years. And the other guy is, how can we say that Vanese Nisoxi, so that it has reference to the Yenish of Zahav, because the Torah says, Vanese is in Chavis Godot. Now, so if it's a Chavis Godov, it could not have reference to the Eichel that touches the Lili Shazab. The Eichel that touches the Lili Shazab certainly could not be a Chavis Godov. It's another right. So that's Rashi here. So Rashi here is not there, it's the Anein say. Nami Yitmo, Mai Niyo, Niso, Shmai Tan, Va Niso. But then, because of the Rashi, where because of the Rashi, we don't know. The Maram doesn't know here. But obviously, either it's Shulev Rashi, or in other Madure, of Rashi, and our Gemara. So Rashi was crazy. Because of the Rashi, we just said, the Heidi Chemelika, I call him Shazar, the Heidi, the Reski, and the Mikkel, and the Melka. What Rashi said in Chumash? Nei, hier gaan we boeien hoeken met de Mishka, op de Mishka ksien, kibus godi, bin ik hier bij. We ook gaan we ksien kibus godi, in other words, the Gemara says, in other words, if we accept the deals and that Rashi accepts here, Rashi in our page, accepts, so the Gemara had a halal. Maybe the person who had a deal, how she is a sachtov hitmo, has reference to the Gemara in the Mishka. How could the Gemara even have a sound of dialogue for a moment? That the Posik Mohan Yeh, Bechol Hashem Yeh Sachto, has reference to the Yeh in the Mishkav. The Yeh in the Mishkav, so the Torah already says, so the Gemara says no, it's already mentioned. So the Kash of Gemara is no. Why this repetition? No, there is a stronger kasha. Not only why is there a repetition. If it has reference to the Nigeya and the Mishkav, so then there is a contradiction between Posikei and Posikei. Because in Posikei, the Torah says, V'isha sheniga b'mishkovi yechabu godo. Not only the Nigeya himself is Tomei, the Godim also become Tomei. And here in Posikei, the Torah says, Yitmo adore. That, but not Kibbutz Godim. So why does Gemara say it couldn't have reference to the day of the Mishkan, because then we have the repetition. No, then we have the contradiction. Maybe I have a boy who looked at Mishkan or Mishkan Ksiv Kibbutz Godim, when he got it, but I have a Ksiv Kibbutz Godim. So how could Gemara have it all to die to for a moment that prosecute his reference to the day of Mishkan? Negeya and Mishkav is Mechabes Godov. Negeya here, prosecute, the Torah explicitly says, is not Mechabes Godov. V'hei, heich el mitkali v'hei shal zav, v'hei mitkamer heich el mashki, halei man kare b'mitve, u krok siv mitmader, that's the strongest kasha he gets last time. So we have to say, as the Ramban says, according to Rashi, in other words, the pshat of the prosecute, v'chol ha-negeya v'chol ha-shemi yisachto, yitma. So in other words, anything, any eichel that touches the Beged Aryeh, touches that under which the Zav is standing, so yitmo. And the Beged Aryeh itself is yitmo adar. That's the teretz on this kasha, but that's really the strongest kasha against Rashi's chat. All right. V'nire, v'rasha v'gores my tachto, ilayim. My tachto. Yuraim is Sachter Rizod Mar Misha Shemidah Mishkovina. In other words, in order to answer the previous question, how could the Gemara have this out of Eitov, that the Chol HaNigeh V'Chol HaShemiyah Sachter Ritmo as reference to the Negev and Mishkov, for the Negev and Mishkov, the Posik says in Posik Hei, that is the Chavis Godim, and here the Torah says, he's not the Chavis Godim. That Rashi was not gave us this portion. This sentence Rashi was not gave us. In other words, El Yeri Shal Zav Minon, Yechsi Yilcho Anigi Vecho Ashi Yisachto Kiyichta. Mai Sachto, Mai Sachto, Kol Anigi Vecho Ashi Yiyazov Tachto. U Mai Mi Hu El Yishal Zav. All right. The Rashi... Vini Red Rashi Lugorets Mai Sachto. El Gorets Mai Anigi Vecho Ashi Yisachto Yitmadere. Vani Sinami Yitmo. U Mai Mi Hu Niso. My time Vani Soksi. Not the Akosov now. Now he is referring. Of course it is true that we have to, that now he is referring to Rashi's Chazor. So he's to Rashi's Chazor. So Rashi's Chazor, so he was not there, it's the whole thing. El Gori is Kola Nigeya B'chol HaShem Yisachim Mer. Vani Sinami Yitmo. Umay Yuri, so in other words, now Tesis is explaining not our Rashi, but the Rashi in the Chazor, in the Chum. So, Umay Yu, Umay Yu Niso, my time Eva Niso, not the Akosu to Mechmire, to Mechal, Gorak Yuri Shei, Van Gim Choshi is after the Mel Kapire. Second, now is explaining the Rashi's Chazor. So, Rashi's Chazor, so in the Hanam. So, our Gemara is saying the same thing that the Raskiyani says, and the Rashi and Chumash says, that V'chol HaNigeya, V'chol HaNigeya, V'chol HaShem Yisachto, Yitma Adoret, has reference to the Nigeya and the Merkav of the Zav. So the Nigeya, if a person touches the Merkav of the Zav, so is Yitma Adoret, V'Amei Sey. So, not Vanise, but the Xivi is Vaniso. Vaniso Nami. Can we die for our America? We hold our... Umay mi uniso. My time is Vaniso. See, that was the tumor. Go ahead, Provusha, Vani, you have she is after America. Can you put it again? Die for our America. We hold our Vimagoy and Vasoy. Vimagoy and Tami or Dom Beloy God. The Ochel exceeds Kibbutz Godin. Uv Masoye in Tamiodom, in Tamiodin, Kinisayim Kro. So, in other words, the Posik is referenced to the Nigeya in the Merkab. So the Nigeya in the Merkab, the person is found. Because the Merkab itself is an avatar. Any person who touches the Merkab becomes a Rishni to me. So he becomes Tomei. But the body he wears, he cannot a Rishni. He is touched, so he becomes a Rishni. A Rishni cannot transmit to me. Cannot transmit to me to the body that he wears. But the amazing song, so then he is not a full Rishni. Then he is partially enough. The Neisei of the Merkab is powerful enough. In other words, in Chavis Godot. The Rochel Maim Yitom Elorot. 1 second, see. So, Masoye, the Chol of Magoyim Masoye. Magoyim Tami Odom Loim Godot. The Rochel Exif Kibut Godot. Masoye, Tami Odom Mikamit Godot. He is Sayin Kho. But Neise is Chavis Godot. We call out our call Madi Kosuvinye. My Neise, the Kobe, the Mishobe, the Yeni Shazab. That's in Rochel. With Pidach. With Mishobe, the Yeni Shazab. Mishobe, period. ואין איש על זהב, דרשים הם הוכה, מדרסים ועמיסו, חוסר בלבות. So that way, so then, according to Rashi's Hadot Pshat, we have to say that there is a disagreement, a disharmony between our Masere, because according to our Masere, so it's a moment, there is a moment for the moment. According to the Masere of the Gemore, according to Rashi's Kiyos and Hazore, so according to the Gemore's Masere, so it is a choser without the word. Midrashi vani so choser be oh v'yini shozav dashinoch and midrashi vani so choser be loyvom iskoy arish mikro v'merka midrashi v'yitmo v'yiksi v'kibus godi v'orekama tanigei abimidat vazav yitmo v'chenaneise which means niso dari v'yini shozav not v'yakosu mitume shalachot. דאל קוכח ואני סוערי של קוכח ורוי אסיפה דוקסימייסון דוקסימויסון וגם מיסו ושאי חייסון אלוהיסון קויה מי בקרינון נעשה והמסיר אס קויה הרי של קוכח in other words it's יהיה שם מיקרו אין זה שם מסיר בואו we dash the exceed now we assume now the exceed is niso without it so we have a tree with the rock and we have the Masir as we see without the word. So the Mele, so we dash the Potsik as follows. V'chol ha-nigeya, v'chol ha-shi-yesach. Anyone, any person who touches the Merkav of the Zav, so the Merkav of the Zav is an Av. The person who touches is a Rish. So the Mele, he becomes Posel, Adar. Or if the Kele directly touches the Merkav of the Zav, so it also becomes common. And it madore. The amazing song. So the Nigeya is only a Rish, the Nigeya of the Merkab. But the Nasi of the Merkab, or the Nasi of the Meshav, or the Nasi of the Mayonnaise of the Zav, so he is not just a Rish. He is powerful even now. Yechav is Godot. V'rochelomani mitomei ador. So that is the traditional Nipo. So it's insofar as the traditional Nipo is concerned, so you only recognize the Kree, the Cholanigea, the Cholashiye Sakto, Yitmadore. But no Tumas Godi Mechibuli. But the Neise of the Merkab is the Chavis Godo, the Rodomayim Tavadar. Then the Kree is on. Then there is the Drash. And the Drash emphasizes the Maseiras, the Kree. The Cholanigea, the Cholashiye Sakto, Cholashiye Sakto is Yitmo Adore. Yitmo ado erev ve'yameise. Not a yitmo. Not a yitmo. So the isom, it does not modify the neise insofar as the maseiras is concerned. In other words, so with the drash of aniso, see, so it means like this. V'chalgim, v'chalgim, yisachto, yitmo ado erev. Yit ado erev. V'aniso, also yitmo. Not ado erev, which I have to say. So then, but the amazing Aesop, that means the milk of the Meshav, the carrier of the milk of the Meshav, the Mayonis, the Shechazera, everything is a Chavetbol of Rahman and Tomato. I mean, this is how Thesis explains Rashi Shibn Hazon. Yes, what is it?
Is it possible to say that an Av Hatumah being carried itself conveys a tumor to the carrier, which makes him be kabes begadav, and himself is tamei
avar. Actually, that's what the Torah says. That's what the Torah says. That the one who carries the melkap and the meishap. Now, the melkap and the meishap and the mayonis of the zavar are not avar. So the one who carries, so should become a vishi. So he should be tamei. And but the brodim shouldn't be tamei. Shouldn't be tamei. So here there is exas akosem yichavis godo. In other words, the powerful, the carrier is an avar. Not only part in respect to the godin that he wears, but he's not in fula, because if he had been in fula, so then he could be mitame, even godin that he's not wearing, that later on he would touch. But that's an example.
So why does there have to be a limud here, a special limud from Pasuk Hei to Perek Yud? Because over there was talking about the Zav himself. Now in Pasuk Yud we could be talking about a second party who carries that which was previously sat in by the Zav.
I heard already. The Yishak and Yigab Yishkobe has reference to a person who touches the Mishkab of the Zav, not the Zav himself. But the one who touches the Mishkab of the Zav becomes powerful enough in respect to the God in the Chiburim is an Av. But in respect to anything else is a Rish. Only in respect to God in the Chiburim. There's a special halacha of God in the Chiburim. Whenever there is halacha of God in the Chiburim. So it means that he becomes an Av regarding the God of that he wears. Alright. Da ko va mi sa ve ki khoko ye ya se yo ki ve iso ki ga mi so shay ke iso ele iso ko ya ma dikino ne ise va va se ne sko a ve shi ko u pori e mi ge nit ko mi to ma khmuro li tam yo do mi tam godi a vo do moi godi li tam e kmoi ba ka de da ye ni sho da should have the ye ni sho da should be enough so that it could be mitame, anyone, any odom or any kere that comes in contact with the initial zav should become tamei. Umshane the yid motu mekala masha. The ami say some who nigi yabi merka for bege. She noga bi merka for mitame yaloichu no masha. Umiu. So that's the second verse. Rashi shite in the hazar. Umiu. Yesh li yashe gyrse reshim. Rashi's gyrse here. Di domi shnitachem. The other guy before I would be a cup, but then the kasha arose against Rashi's pshat here. How can the Gemara apply the v'chol hashem yiga, v'chol anigeya, v'chol hashem yesachto, yitmo, to the beged evin shel zav, but the tereskiya mim applies it to the nigeya in the cup? So that's no kasha, because both can be reduced. Both can be reduced. Both are implicit in that question. Umiyu yesh yashi yesh 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 ויעבור גם לקרוא העירה במרכב, מכל מוקים כיצה לתחתו, לא יעירו במרכב, אלו בתחתו. דיומה, בתרסי אני מצוין המועץ. We can say, but this is what I said before, בכל הנגיע, בכל אשר יהיה. So, בכל אשר יהיה. So that means as reference to the Negeya in the belt. But then, the word Tachto, the fact that, because the Torah sings the previous Pasuk, the preceding Pasuk, so the Torah deals with Melka, V'chola Melka Hashem Yirka Kol V'azok Yirka. So then the Torah had written, V'chola Negeya V'chola Hashem Yirka, Yitma V'erev, I would know, what's the name V'chola Hashem Yirka? What here? The thing that is discussed in the previous verse. So the Sachto is superfluous. The Torah could never read the Sachto. I would know that it is reference to the Melka, because this is the subject matter of Pasuk Tes. The fact that the Torah put in the term Sachto, so that means, so from that we deduce that besides the Negeya in the Melka of the Zav being the subject matter of the Pasuk, So the Negeya of the Yehudish Zav is also the subject matter of the Pasuk. So both are reduced. We come up in the Tach of Lion in America with the Tach. Don't look at the same eyes of the Kalmalvin. Ho yikev tome meishev, tome meishev. Vatopus, Tomei Melka. In other words, the saddle, the thing upon which the one who rides on a donkey sits down, that's the Meisha, the saddle. But there, they're attached to the saddle, they're attached reins. So, and the person, the rider, and the donkey, so he, and the behemoth, so he holds on to the reins, that's the Melka. So, okay, Tomei Meisha. And there is a raya, not only is it superfluous, it couldn't even have reference to the Merkav. Because the Merkav, the thing upon which the writer sits, that's Meisha. So, why did the Torah say, not only is it superfluous, the Sachtov, and the Torah could have omitted it, but it's not even the proper term for the Merkav. So the melee has to be applied to something else. Al Mashtachu Meisha Merkav, Al Meisha, Uloche Goma. So in other words, the kashi is monafshach. Why does the Gemara say? Gemara ilay yisach to resolve mishayi shashim mishkovin apke. So it's a repetition, it's a purpose. The Gemara could have mentioned the better time that then it would be in conflict with posikay. So the answer is heinachalame. The Gemara could have said it. Mishmocha mikosa to resolve mishayika kovin merakapsi to break and put it or mikorech. Elo shazof tachto. The haini and yini shalzav. You go in mitame, to mitame leich lo mashu. Vituma serev, dechsi vikho, mishumelka. Now the kashe that was raised against Rashi's pshat here, how can the Gemara say that the posi, the cholamdiya, the cholashimiya, sachto, yitma adore, has reference to a thing, to a leichel, that touches the begging, the yini shalzav, but the eichel that touches the yini shalzav, how can it be yitma adore? So the Ramban gives the teretz, which is very good teretz. So it means v'chol angiyah v'chol ashimiyah sachto yitmo, for good. And the yinish of Zav itself is also yitma there. But then it gives another teretz. And that kasha against Rashi. So he says, v'tum aserev v'chsi v'chro mishu merka, v'merka v'tam yodom kodim. So Teisa says, since this posse, that's a different tarot from Ramban's tarot, since this posse discusses two things, first of all, the Nigeya in the Merkav of the Zav, and number two, the Nigeya in the initial Zav, so the Yitma Adore has reference to the Nigeya in the Merkav of Zav. But the Nigeya, the Yitma Adore, does not apply to the Nigeya in the Yidishosa. As far as the Nigeya in the Yidishosa, so the Posik only says Yitmo, not Yitma Adore. But Yitma Adore is the scripting of the Nigeya in the Merkav Shosa. Yitma Adore, the Chsid, the Kronish, Merkav. The Merkav and Kadodom God, Vigora Shapir, Maikaime, they Hanisopsi, the Mitachto Grade, we have a Mukmin on the Lin Shosa, though you need waiting to move in. So Texas now is explaining a combination of Rashi's Yirsay here and Rashi's Yirsay in Hazor. Rashi himself, either he recognizes one Yirsay to the exclusion of the other, or the other to the exclusion of this one. He doesn't recognize a combination of both texts. But Teisa says that we can recognize a combination of both texts. In other words, we can hear that. That's contrary to Rashi. Rashi here, so he rejects the expression. The amazing name, my new Niso, my time of Anisoxi. Rashi in the Chazore, so he accepts Vanisin Amitmo, but he rejects the other portion. My Sachtov, you will be Sachtov Vizot. Now, this is he's saying, it's possible to accept both texts. The text of my Sachtov, you will be Sachtov Vizot, Mirsi, Vashemika, Mishko, Veinavke, Elanigi, Vashemia, Azov Tachtov, my near initial Zav, and also the other text, the Amitmo Amitmo. In other words, it's possible to accept both your souls together. Now the question arises, why does the Gemara have to deduce it from two psuki? Monefshah. If the Torah deduces the two meobeliations up from the fact that the Torah says Tachtov, and Tachtov could not have reference to the Nigeya, to the Merke Shozav, because the Merke Shozav is not called Tachtov, as the Gemara Neiram points out. So why does the Gemara have to resolve to the Ksiv of Niso? And Moshe, if we learn it out, if we deduce it from the Ksiv of Niso, so why do we have to, why does the Torah have to mention Sachtov? Why do we need two Roshes? So this is explained it. We do need both Roshes. We go Shapian, Maitane, Vanisos. The Mitachta Gilamu, Kvinoi, Shazam. The Yimbe, the Tumu, the Elam, the Kvinoi, America. We love name Sachto, Minei Seilado, Kvinuli, Tomekale, Dehul Mashki, Binisoxi, Kive, we love Sachto, Minei Seilado, Kvinuli, Tomekale, Dehul Mashki, Binei Se, Kivir Sive, Kivir's body. So in other words, we have to resort to both Roshes. If we didn't have a combination of both Roshes, so then we wouldn't be able to deduce the tumor of Elieni Shazab as being Irishi. Because suppose that there hadn't been a seed of Nisa. So then I would say the Pshat in the Pasuk is Bechol Nigeya, Bechol Shemiye, Sachta, Yit Ma'adorem, as reference to Nigeya and the Nav. But then you ask, why does it say Sachta? After all, the bear cup is not the thing upon which the rider sits, it's the reins. But since the reins are attached to the saddle, so the melee, it can also be called Zach. We could say that. But now that we know that there is a sea of Niso, a Hosea, so Mimele we say that Sachtov does not have reference to the Merkab, but Sachtov Sachtov does not have reference to the Merkab, but it has reference to the Elieni Shozav. And then the question is, Vilavane Sachtov, if Sachtov, Mineise, but the question is, why do we need Tachtov? From Neise itself, the Niso, we can learn it out. Mineise, Lavin, Apino, Etomekala, Deichu, Yomashki, Mineise, Kinyich, Sibet, his body. So in other words, if there hadn't been the Posik of Sachtov, so then I would say, I wouldn't darshin the Choser of Niso. And I would say that even though the Ksiv is Niso, but it means Neise. In other words, sometimes we don't emphasize the Ksiv altogether, only the Mikro. So if Tachtov hadn't been mentioned in the Posik, then I would say that in this Posik, only the Mikro is to be emphasized, and not the Ksiv. The Ksiv is not to be emphasized. Why does the Torah have the Chosel? All right, so it's a kash. But we wouldn't know that it has to be understood as nisim. But since the Torah also says tachto, so memele, so vavamine, the not keli tami odo moikod, komashmelon tachto, the alve belini shall zap, the nichtav da bimerka, the lekekim is God, uchsi beyitmo, the mashmel to mekam, vei, da ukoko garsim on banisoksi, the yoi da shina lini shall zap, or the tachto, איך פויך איינה ניט קיי צו מחמור איך קסיב איך צו מחמור די קומא ניט קיי סו דאט וואס ווי האב טו גיירס וואן ניט סוקס ביקוז איף ווי אר נאט גיירס וואן ניט סו סו האו קען די גמורה זיי איינה נאט קיי א קוס מיט צו מחמור ווען ווי ניט צו מע קאל סו וואר איז ביקוז איף ווי דאש אל ניט שאל זאט exclusively from Tachto, so then, how do we know that not Ki Akosu Ki Tu Mechmure? So Tu Mechmure is not even mentioned. But if we argue is Vani Soksi, so that means that actually the Posik Yud has reference to Nigeya Bibarka also. And then, the Torah is minatik from the, so Tumechmure is mentioned in connection with the Gia Bimelka, and here in connection with Zachto, so there is no Tumechmure, so that is not the cause of the Tumechmure and the Tumechmure. Anyway, so we have three gesoris, the Tamsis, I mean in final analysis, we have three gesoris here in the Torah. We have the Girsa of Rashi here, we have the Girsa of Rashi in the Chazore, and we have the Girsa of both. The stasis mentions it there. But, now, V'tach stenei shel ve'yom nido minolo, how do we know that the tachtene shel beyonido is only mitame yitume kale. How do we know that the beyonido, the tachtene of the beyonido is tame, the tanye utini doso olo olo. Now that's also mentioned in connection with the beyonido. איש או איסו, עושים מידו סולו, ותום איש ועשיומי, וכל המישכה ואשר מישכה ולא ויתמו. ואיתי מידו סולו, יוכל יאו אל רגלו, ואיתמי יאו אל רגלו. יאו לסייפו, כיבו עולהו בשישי שלו, ידבל בלי אל המוחוס כמייסו. נראו את סין את דבו שנה כוסת ויץ. עושים מידו סולו, נראו את, he stands in her shoes. So that means, if he was daily nido on the sixth day, so the nido herself, midraise, has to count the sixth and the seventh day, and then she can be developed. Maybe the pshat of the kosef is that he stands in her shoes, and he too has to count only 2 days. Yochel yitmo, yochel yaul aglo, that he should stand in her shoes, and if she, at the time when he's gwala nido, so she has to count 2 more days, so then the Beyonido only has to count 2 more days. Talmud Leima, Yishka, Vitome Shivashel, even if he is born on the 7th day, so the Nido herself has to count only 1 more day, but he has to count 7 days. Umat Talmud Leima with Tim Dosolov, so why did the Torah say Tim Dosolov? That implies that he stands in her shoes. She Yochel, לא יתאמי עודו מפלי חרץ, תלמוד לימה הוציא איתו סולו. מה היא מתאמי עודו מפלי חרץ? אף הוא מתאמי עודו מפלי חרץ. אם היא איזה מישקה ומישב לתאמי עודו, לתאמי קודים, בכל דלוך היא איזה מישקה ומישב ובנידו, ויזר ויזר ובנידו. So, is mitame godim lechiburim? אחרו אין זה נשכה ומי שם אותם לא אותם אותם קודם, וזה נשכה ומי שם אותם בי אומינו, שדו עושה הבדה תומך מו, תובי ניתן אי, נאטו אני אודו, ותובי ניתן אי אודו, אין קודם לחיבורי. חיבורי, תמודלי מה, יכולה נשכה שנשכה הוא הביא אתמו, שאין תמודלי מוכל נשכה שנשכה הוא הביא אתמו, ומה תמודלי מוכל נשכה שנשכה הוא הביא אתמו, So, not ki akosov mi tume chmure vi ulvi ili tume kalo. Lino lecho, she ni tam ili lecho vrmashe. So, the day, so, so, the mishka tachte, the mishka tachte of the Beil Nido is a rish lido. So, if somebody touches, the mishka tachte of the Beil Nido, he doesn't, if another touches, the mishka tachte of the Beil Nido, he doesn't become tome. But if an eichom touches, Then he's got that, then the day of Nido, then he becomes the echo, becomes the shame. All right, now, the Rashi. Zayin yo atu vada vishnima, in tamon tam gon sholo, yosin kawachim mishkom atu, in tamon tam gon sholo, uch lichenes vahesed, vahavad amdik lichenes vikam et umem, mavir ay vahesed zal, vizo behem mitamon, ki dirsi, uch li cheres, ashen itabi azab, amun mechilt li, ze magoye, shu kikulei, heveim eir ze seitei, so by zav, There is a special halach of tumah because by other tumah, by other tumahs, there is a tumah masa. Tumah masa, by definition, means that the toyer carries the tumah. Neveilah is the carrying masa. What does it mean? Neveilah is the carrying masa. If another toyer, another who here before was toyer, if he carries neveilah, he becomes tumah. So, etzem kiseiro, the mess. A tiny piece of an etzem shomets is mitame di masa. What does it mean? If an odom toya, let's say, a medical student, will just handle and with an instrument, he will not even touch the etzem to say all the mess. But with an instrument to keep on moving it and dissecting it without touching it, he'll become tome. So by the definition, tumas masa means that the toya carries the tumor. But suppose the tummy carries, moves, a toyer, so then we don't become tummy. If a veiler will move a tare, it will not become tummy. Let's say suppose you have like a seesaw, and on one end of the seesaw, so you put a veiler, a heavy veiler, and then on the other, and the other end of the seesaw, another toyer will sit down, and that will be machia. The nevele on one end of the seesaw will be machia, so that means it will move. It will move, the tume will move the toyer, it will not become tome. But by zav, by zove, by mide, there is, besides tumas masa, there is also tumas ese. So, strictly speaking, masa means that the tome carries, moves the toy. Hesed means that the toy moves the tome. But you'll find, even in the Mishnah, that the term masa is used interchangeably. And sometimes you can find even the term hesed in the sense of masa. But strictly speaking, so masa means that the tome moves the toya, and hesed means that the toya moves the tome. So when the toya, there is no tumas hesed in the veiler, there is no tumas hesed in es, but by zav and zove, there is a tumas hesed. So in other words, if zav and zove you need it, carries, moves a toya, or something that is toya, so then it becomes tome. Alright. Ramu Mechitman is Magoi Shei Kulei Lenu Zesi. Shei Talmudri Lecho Ami Yashin Yol Yitvo, Shai Kone Mal Tini Yosolo, Midoksim Chon Yir Mishkomi Chavim Kolo, Mitu Mechmura Shei Mishkomi Chomo Ki Mishkomo, Mitam Yodom Godim Sholo. Aber Odom Ugodim, Aber Odom Ugodim, No, alright. Porich Abaracho, Porich Abaracho. Eime Nikita Bosnitu Chmura Nuletu Mikal, Do we tell you no, we pray of God. Avalo do God in with Hame, Ebeyonido, Amarabase, Yitmo to Mescalomash. Eimo usimi dosa lo flau. Kloshna posikis. Bimshochi vishka. Ishemisa usimi dosa lo. Vikomishma siyamu hamisha vikomu litmo. So, eime usimi dosa lo flau. Vichola mishko. Prat. Prat o flau. So, eime usimi dosa lo flau. Vichola mishko prat. Klau prat. Eime klau lo mashe prat. So mishka v'mei shabei midachrime loy, let's say odo mikulcheres not. So in other words, that the veil nido should not be able to be transmit to another mikulcheres. Why do you say that the veil nido is mitami odo and mikulcheres? Just as a nido is mitami odo mikulcheres. Amar Abaye yitmo shivas yomim. Is mafsika inge have klalu prata mukhokin ze mize bechol klalu prata mukhokin ze mize in don nis in klalu prata. So the mele we cannot apply the alfuse of klalu prata. Rogo ma aleilom don bechol ribuye. So yamav to masoto mikulcheres also. Maskik lo rab yakel vini ki hi ma is hi lechalak yom nido esel lechalak tomo bin magol nishkovo. We come with Odom, we come with Godi, we humre. A fool is a good day. Be Magoye, we come with Odom, we come with Godi, we kule. So, in other words, so we should say that not only the Mishaftachten of the Beil Nido is not with Tami Odom, not with Tami Godi, but even the Beil Nido herself is not with Tami Odom. And the time of Kodim, when the Kulish is named the time, the Mishkovic Shitolo, she not the apostle, he'll have Magoy Name, she no Gabiodom, the time of the Kodim. Doc see, who Tim Dosolo, the Hooksho, who be he by call? So maybe if the Beonito himself will touch an Odom, so he will not be the time of the Odom to be the time of the Kodim Rebori, or Magoy all of Fatim Mashma. So in other words, Hachma Mashma. So that means that if the Beonido touches an Odom, so not only does the Odom who is touched by the Beonido become stomach, but the Godim he wears are also touched. Alright.
Is that true of the Nido also?
What?
Is that true?
Of course, Nido also. Of course, Nido certainly. But even the Beonido. So is mitami odom, mitami godim lechibur.
You don't say there's any shirv zman that the contact has to. I mean, like
the
time to okel pras and abayas because of leper. I mean, we don't say there's any shirv zman of nogeya.
That's something else. Now, I just would like to discuss one more inyan. This stasis. It's not immediately inyan, but I think I should discuss it. Vamisoksi, chosavo, teime di masere sumole. Miu motzinu shamaseve sochel kalashas nisach shabes gabei neili mavirom ksi u mikroin shalonu mavirim more with the youth. So in other words, so Tesis says the Kashi according to Rashi's Girsen. Of course, that can only be directed against Rashi's Girsen and Chazor, not against Rashi's Girsen here, because according to Rashi's Girsi here, so there is no anisoxi. But according to Rashi's Girsi in Hazore, and Thesis itself accepts both your souls. Both your souls. So maybe there is, we encounter difficulty. Because here, Gemara says, anisoxi. That it's choser. There is no bob after the moon. But in our Masere, there is a bob. There is a word. The Hamid say, Vov hei nun vov, si nalev. Now, so Teisa says that we find in Mesech Shabbos, that there is a stira between our Masere and the Gemara. But the Gemara in Shabbos, let's see the Gemara in Shabbos. Hey. The third line from the end of the Omer. Vaksiv Magili, Omar, Ravun Ebreit Rav Yeshua, Magirom Ksiv. So in other words, after the rage, there is no yud. There is no yud. And so Tetzah says, Hashash Shalom Uchelik Al Tzvom Shalom. Shekosu Ben, Magirim, Yudhid, after the rage. After the rage. But this is in connection with the Pasuk in Shmuel, in the Vili. It's not in connection with the Pasuk in the Torah. Here, we encounter a discrepancy between the Maseira, our Maseira, and the Gemore in connection with the Pasuk in the Torah. Now, we know there is Petzua Daka, so there are two Maseiras, Ashkenazim and Svarbi, whether with an Aleph or a Hey. But there, we find the Sphere between two Maseiras, the Maseira of the Ashkenazim, the Maseira of the Svarbi. But in connection with this Girse, according to this Girse, Nisoksi, so it's not a Sphere between two Maseiras, Ashkenazim and Svarbi. There is a Sphere between our Maseira and the Maseira that is mentioned in the Gemara. That is a big power. The fact that we have two Maseiras, the Ashkenazim and Svarbi, does not present such a big puzzle. But the fact that there is an inconsistency between our Maseira and the Gemara, that presents a big puzzle. So, according to many Rishonim who reject the Girse Nisoksi, so there is no such problem. But Rabbi Kreidia was invoking in everything. So here the Rabbi is something like in Ashas, in Shabbos, Daphne Hay. So he mentions the whole list. Tetzah says here, Hashas Shalom Lochim Tal Shalom Shalom. And then he says, the Chimotzim of Yerushalm, again in connection with Pesukim in the Din, not in connection with Pesukim in the Torah. But from Kileya, which is a big list, an exhaustive list, everything. Torah, Din, Pesukim, whatnot, everything. That you can see from this from Kileya that he had everything on the tips of his fingers. Every Rashi on it. So he mentions many things. He mentions certain discrepancies and inconsistencies between our Maseira in Yivin Ksuvim and the Gemara's Maseira in Yivin Ksuvim. But he also, and certain inconsistencies between our Maseira and Rashi's Maseira. We have that. But that's not important to us right now. But what is relevant to us now is the number of examples that constitute a discrepancy between our Maseira and the Pasuk in the Torah and the Gemara's Maseira. That's very positive. Now let's see, in respect to Pesukim in the Torah, what discrepancies are there? Altogether, well, I won't mention as far as the arrangement of Pesukim is concerned. So Rabbi Kreidia mentions, no, that is not incorrect, is not an inconsistency in the Gemara, only with what Tetzah says. So he mentions in the Pasuk of Vayechal, who pays Pesukim some of the power to show from what Tetzah says, and the Chimli Krafter, and the Sivatir HaShalom, Vayechal Udalu Pesukim HaParashe, the Chimli Krafter Gimel Pesukim. All right, so that does not represent an inconsistency between the Gemara and our Maseira. And it's also in connection with the number of Pesukim. But as far as Choser and Yesar is concerned, in the Torah, so Rabbi Kreidia mentions altogether, I mean, exclusive of Nisan, because Nisan is stolen by the Hashem, whether we are here or not. So exclusive of Nisan, altogether, Rabbi Kreidia mentions three inconsistencies. One in respect to Karnes, one in respect to the Tophes. In respect to the Tophes. No, that's all. And then Nisan. In the Torah. So in other words, so we have we have at most three inconsistencies between our Masere and the Masere and the Masere of Yemar. At most three. So one means Nisa, all right. But then two other psuki, Kameis and Titonis. Now, in respect to Kameis, so the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara in Sanhedrin mentions a machlekes, the Gemara in Sanhedrin mentions a machlekes between Rebbe and Chachon, as to whether the Nemomenes requires three dayonim or five dayonim. The Rabbanon say the Nemomenes require three dayonim. That's the way it passes. Rebbe says, no, the Nemomenes require five dayonim. Why does Rebbe say five dayonim? Because the Torah says the time of Rebbe, Asher Yashiun Elihim, Trey, it's Penishin, the Mishpotim, Asher Yashiun Elihim. Nemar Elihim Limato, V'nemar Elihim Limailo, Mal Limato Shnayim, Af Limailo Shnayim. Al kol va'pesha, al she al chamin al se al salmo klavei ashiim akiuze. Ado elihim, yomi vashne, asher yashiun elihim. Elihim means a day, it's heavy. Yishalim, it's lo shechir. Yishalim shnai, lirei. So, it's mentioned elihim twice. So, Rebbe Darshan, nemar elihim limat. V'nemar Elohim l'may, Elohim is mentioned twice. Ma'u l'mato shnayim, because the second time it says Asher Yashiun, that's Loshon Rabbi, the plural. So it means two. Af l'maylo, when it says, when v'nikha balabayis al Elohim, it also means shnayim. So it's two and two is four. But in Bez Mishoko, they cannot have a Bez that could split into Shom Bishove. So Mele we need one more, so it's fine. In Bez Mishoko, we sit Malay down. Why did Rabban say that we only need three in a Bez? Because Yashion Ksi, there is no vote after the iron. There is a kubitz on the diet. There is no vow. Asher Yashiun. The kri is Yashiun with the kubitz. But the ksi is Asher Yashiun. It's washing yochid. So mele, that means, we have only one and one. But in Bez Mishokel, so it's two, in Bez Mishokel, we see the Neidachot, so it's three. So that means that Rebbe emphasizes the Kri, and the Kri is like Imole, Yashiun, Esife, Vovet Biliki, and Rabbonon, they emphasize the Ksi, the Maser. Omar Rabbi Yitzcho, Bar Yeisei, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Rebbe, the Rabbi Leben Reitz, Ubi Shammai, the Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Akive, Kule Sviralu Yeishen Mimikra. Rebbe Hodamo, he emphasizes the Ksiv, I'm sorry. Rebbe Rabbi Magayir to Bishama Rav Shema Akibe Kula Bismir Alei Yeish Ein Mikro. So in other words, in Echlam, Rebbe emphasizes the Kri, even though the Ksi is without the Rov, but since the Kri is Yashiyun, as if there had been a Rov, so it implies two, Moshe Rabbe. Yeish Ein Mikro, Rebbe Hodamo, Rabbi Magayir the Tani, Shomit Talmid Mes Rabbi Magayir, Eklami Shivim. Now the Torah says, a yieldess. So a yieldess the cable. So she's male 14 days. The Mikaymo say, oh, you tomo, oh, shu, ah, you, kedigoso. How do we know that it's why? After all, this, if a Torah, there are no nikudes. We know that it's why, but Anoni Kudes, maybe it means the Tomo Shivi. 70 days, not 14 days, 2 weeks, not Shivi, but Shivi. Yochel Tei Yodis Nkeiwot Meyo Shivi. Oma Lohem, Tile Viti Abizoha, Tile Viti Abinkeiwot. Mati Shiti Abizoha, Abinkeiwot Kiflayim, as far as the Mistari is concerned. So, a Yilad Zoha, after counting 7 days of Tume, so she counts, she has 33 days of Tara, even if she sees down, so she's stable. And so, and the letters in Kevod, the Torah spells out 66 days. So we see that as far as the Mitaya are concerned, it's double that of the Mitaya in the letters Zohar. So as far as the Mitumah are concerned, it should also be double the Mitumah of Zohar. The Mitumah of Zohar is definitely 7 days. So the Mitumah of the Mikaymo is 14 days, so we know it's Shvuayim, not Shivim. After Shittim Bizocho, the Mikaymo Kofayim. Lacha Shu Yotzu, Yotzu, Marza Achayim. Omo Lem Yatos Kukim Mikaf. You don't have to resort to all this reasoning. Shvuayim Tchinon, V'yei Shein Lemikro. V'yei Shein Lemikro. So in other words, so Rabbi Levin Reitz also emphasizes the Mikro. So Rebbe emphasizes the mikro, and Rabbi Ben Reitz emphasizes the mikro. Bishamai also emphasizes the mikro. Bishamai Vietnam, Bishamai Yilin, Kolanit Nalizdeh Hachitzin, Shelos Maton Achas Kipei, Ubihatos Shtei Matones, Ubisil Eilin, Ab Bihatos, Shelos Maton Achas Kipei, so you're machleking between Bisham and Bisilel, the Eved. So according to Bisilel, if Maton Achas is alive, it's Eilin. And according to Bishamai, only if it was Mizrak, ala Mizbeach, or Kamis ha Mizbeach, Bishtei Matonis, but Matonachas is Loi Kipei. Ve'omar Abunem, my time in Bishamai, Kamis, I can change. Ava Mitzvah Shtayim Laki. So let's see. Now, Vayikro Dalot. So the Torah says, Ashanosi Yachto, Posikro Beis, Vayikro Dalot, Ashanosi Yachto, Vosa Achas Nikolitis Adishem Avukho, Ashalitio Eseno, Vishgogo Goshe, Oirida Ilo Khatose, Ashachotobo, Vihivi Eskoboni Siris in Zohotomo, Visomach Yote Alvish Asoya, Vishohatis in Kima Shemish Hatezeiro, Vishem Hatosu, Vivoka Hakim in Dava Hatos Beis Boy, V'nosan al karnes yiz b'chayiro v'ez domi yishpech al yisein yiz b'chayiro. So here karnes is a chosa. There is no vav after the nun. Kuf, reish, nun, so. The kri is karnes, but the ksiv is karnas. There is no vav. Now, so that's one karnes. In the parashe of kov nosi, of the soya nosi. Then, in posik of Zion, the Torah discusses Siras, Sirasizi, and Kisla, and Kisla. The Nefesh Achas Tachtom Yishbabon Amoretz, Vaseisu Achas Mitzvah Sadishem, Ashalisi Oseno, Ashalisi Oseno, Vyoshi, Oyhei Dairo Khatose, Ashafoto, Vehei Kobone, Siras Izi Nimo Nikembo, Al Khatose Ashafoto, Visomach, Esyodia Oisha Khatos, Vishokat Sakhatu Nikimo Eivo, Vivoka Hakim Domo Bez, Boy, Vinosan Al Kalis Mizba Hoevo, Veskondomo Yishpeh, and Miseda Mizbeh. Again, Kalis. And here again, there is no word, it's a chosa. So the tree is Kalis for Sharabi, but the Xi is Kalas. Now then, Vin Keves Yomi Kovoni Lechatos, Vikavos Nimo Nibeno, Visoma Hesiode Alvesha Hatos, Vishohatins of Lechatos, Vikema Shemish Hatesayo. Vimoka Hakeim in the Mahatos Bezboe, Vinosa Laukarneis Mizbachaevo, Veskodomo Yishpech and Miseda Mizbech. So again, Karneis, and again a Chosa. There is no Bob after the noon. Again, Karneis. So in our Masere, the three Karneis are all Chaser. It's Karneis. In our Masere. Now, the more I am explaining the Shama, is why the Shama is saying that we have to have two Matonis in a Hatos. Vom Rabune, Ab Hatos, the Hatos Shtei Matonis. And Matona Achas, the Tzvike will realize in one Matone, so it's not Kiteya. Vom Rabune, my time in the Shama, Karmes, 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 Harei Kan Shech, Norech Sirach. Karmes, Karmes, Karmes. The Hatos Shom Yisbe Hachit, Ksi, Bishoy Yebnosi, Ksi, Karmes, Choseyo, Ubikipso Biyochei, Ksi, Karmes, Morei, So on the margin it says, what is the discrepancy? As far as the carnage of Soyot and Ossi, there is no discrepancy. In our Masera it's a Choser, and according to this Gemara, as Rashi explains it, it's also a Choser. As far as Sira Biyochin is concerned, so there is no discrepancy either. But the discrepancy is in regard to the karmis that is mentioned in the Pasuk of Kipser Yochid. So, so here, in Kipser Yochid, Ksiv Karmis Molech, the Cholach Mushim, the Cholach Moshim, the Tikkunim, Gami Masere, Karmis Chosak. But let's see how the Gemara says. My time is Shammai, Karnois, Karnois, Karnois. Hare Kan Sheish. Hare Kan Sheish. Arba U Mitzvah, Ushtayim, Ushtayim Ushtayim. So in other words, we emphasize the Ot Mishamal, we emphasize the Mikro. Since the Mikro, the Kri, in all the three counts in the Soyo de Nosi, and in Kipso de Yochi, and in Siro de Yochi, so it's all Sherabi, as far as the tree is concerned, and we emphasize the tree, so it means Karnes two again. So in Meira we have six, but one, Achas le Mitzvah, Harei Kan Sheish, Arba le Mitzvah, Ushtayim Laki, Ubisilim, Karnes, Karnois, Karnas, Karnas, Harei Kan Arba, Gibur Mitzvah Achas Laki. So Rashi explains it. Karnois, Karnas, Karnas. That one is Karnois, the Mole. Which one? So Rashi says, Ubikipso de Yochid Ksif Karnois Mole. Karnois Mole. And Rashi doesn't even point out that now Masere, even in Kipsa Yochid, Karnes is a Chosa. Apparently, in Rashi Sefer Torah, it was a Moreh. The way it appears now in Moreh, in Rashi Sefer Torah. Because if Rashi Sefer Torah intended a Chosa, Rashi would point it out. How can just ignore it? So it's Mashma. And the Chidushi Aram, the interesting thing about it is that the Chidushi Aram, in Sanhedrin, he mentions that according to this Gemara, So there is one Kalmis that is Imolei. Only two Kalmis, two of the three Kalmis, is a Chosef. But if one Kalmis is Imolei, so he says it's contrary to Al Maseir. It's contrary to Al Maseir. So then he says at the end, and there is even in the Maseir of the Knesset Yisrael, so there was a disagreement between the Maseir of Aaron the Mosheir and Aaron the Lapton. So the big Baal Maseir, they won the time of the early game. So one was Aaron the Mosheir, and all the Sefer Torahs of the Anshi Boga were based on the Maseir of Aaron the Mosheir, and then there was the Shite of Aaron and Naphtali, and all the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, they followed the Masere of Aaron and Naphtali. That was the time of the early game. So he says, in the Masere of Aaron and Naphtali, that was the Masere of the Anshei Eretz Yisrael, in the time of the game. So Karnes of Kipsa B'Yochi is a Mole, with a Vosh. Very interesting. But in the Masere of Aaron ben Moshe, so it is a Chosef. So it seems that Rashi Sefer Torah had conformed to the Masere of Aaron ben Aftor. But our Sefer Torahs, so they are all based upon the Masere of Aaron ben Moshe. The Rambam says that his Masere is based upon Aaron ben Moshe because he had the Sefer Torah of Aaron ben Moshe. But we see that there was a discrepancy. There were two Maseiras in the time of the game. We accepted the Maseira of Aaron ben Moshe, not of Aaron ben Aftor. This is what the Rambam says. I don't think he means Rashi. No, it